2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds. It's 96 degrees. KSL's top story. A video showing a group of armed militia members reportedly watching Black Lives Matter supporters during dueling rallies in Cottonwood Heights the other night is making the rounds online. It's causing a lot of concern over public safety, this video. But investigators say, sure, it's worrisome, but there's nothing wrong with what happened. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
You comfortable being around middle schoolers with assault rifles?
The video appears to show a group of people in a truck surveilling members of the Black Lives Matter crowd. But Cottonwood Heights Lieutenant Dan Bartlett says people on both sides were armed, which is not a crime by itself.
All of them, everyone, was exercising their constitutional right. They were all within the law.
Why don't you have a license plate?
I don't trust you.
The video shows the truck did not have a license plate, but Bartlett says he saw the truck for himself.
And I said there's a temporary license plate in the back window. I can see it right there.
But he says it does become a problem if people decide to take action for themselves if they see someone else possibly committing a crime. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And we'll have more on this story as we go in-depth coming up at 4:45. KSL News Time, 4:31.
The coronavirus, the Utah response.
If you've been waiting for your coronavirus test results, you're not alone. A new state audit says while labs process them quickly, it takes days for the public to get their results. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says the audit outlines some of the areas the state needs to fix.
Utah has set a standard for when tests are processed and you are told about your results. The audit also says labs should publish their turnaround times. What if there's a backlog? That's when the Department of Health should step in to help, including sending tests to other labs that aren't slammed.
The worry is that people don't get their test results in time. They won't self-quarantine if they're sick. Some changes in unemployment benefits are coming your way. Todd Fuchs is here to fill you in.
Jeff, if you've been getting unemployment and your job isn't coming back, the Department of Workforce Services says you'll have to look for something else very soon, like 10 days soon. Director Kevin Burt explains the changes coming for people who have been classified as job attached.
August 15th is the first date that the job attachment ends. They have 10 days to register for work and to complete the necessary job assessment. And then beginning the following week, at their weekly continued claim, it'll ask, hey, have you job searched and what are your four job contacts?
Burt says you'll have to show that you're trying to get a job in order to keep getting benefits. A member of the Salt Lake City School Board is facing questions after an email surfaced in which she offers a political reason for keeping kids at home. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports Catherine Kennedy wrote, "There could be no worse outcome in November," referring to President Trump's potential reelection.
She claims the comment was in response to parents asking about CDC guidelines, and in her mind, some guidelines have been revised to reflect the president's reelection campaign.
According to Kennedy, those changes are not the best for the health of students in the district. Democratic leaders met again today with top White House officials to try and reach a deal on a stimulus bill. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, major sticking points include the total amount of money and how much federal unemployment benefits should go to workers. Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke with reporters after the meeting.
Time is of the essence. The leader and I are determined that we will come to agreement, but it has to meet the needs of the American people.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says there has been movement in the talks, but he says they are still in need of a breakthrough moment.
What we are seeing is a goalpost that continues to get moved each and every day.
Meadows says if an agreement isn't reached soon, the president will take executive action. Investigators probing the deadly blast that ripped across Beirut focused today on possible negligence in the storage of tons of highly explosive fertilizer in a waterfront warehouse. The government today ordered the house arrest of several port officials. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is intensifying a clean network policy to push Chinese companies and social media apps like TikTok from U.S. servers and cell phones.
We want to see untrusted Chinese apps removed from U.S. app stores.
President Trump has mentioned impending action on TikTok, and for good reason.
Pompeo says any Chinese company can be a threat to the privacy of Americans and to U.S. national security because the Chinese government can demand they turn over user data. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Joe Biden and everyone else who was going to speak at the Democratic National Convention now won't be going to Milwaukee. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The DNC citing health risks as to why no speakers, including presumptive nominee Biden, will be traveling to Milwaukee for the convention. Scott Howell, who is a national delegate from Utah and Biden's campaign surrogate, says he and others will now largely participate virtually.
I mean, it's different. Yeah, I get that. But it's also, I think, the right thing to be doing at this time until we can get the pandemic under control.
Biden is expected to do his acceptance speech from Delaware. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:35.
The trip home. Ricky Meese, trouble spots?
Well, for those in Sandy, we've had a rollover crash right on the on-ramp from 90th South to northbound I-15, and as a result, they've had to close that ramp completely. If you need to get on northbound I-15, you're going to have to go at 114th, 106th, or 72nd South to join the freeway coming from the Sandy area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, do you think they'll make a movie about the coronavirus? Well, stay here. My Minute of News is coming up next.